Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, iTunes, or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Adam Ferrara, Ty Burrell later on this morning. Also, make sure you stream the show in case you get different listening habits now if you're not going to work. TNTRadioEmpire.com. Speaking of what?
Essential workers.
Mm-hmm.
I won't say this guy's name, but he says, maybe you can help be our voice. I'm a carpenter working on a set that has 100-plus tradesmen on it every day. We get concerned letters from guys who are part of construction crews.
Is he in Kansas, Nebraska, Missouri, Iowa?
Where? My job site is a high-end apartment complex in Lincoln.
In Lincoln, okay.
Far from essential. No social distancing. Every trade guy is on top of each other. We try to do the best we can as far as staying away from each other, but it's virtually impossible. There's an underlying fear in everyone's eyes.
Yeah,
I guess we work until someone gets sick and brings the virus to their home. Hey, Pete, I helped build your little Bible camp on the river. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Thanks, Todd and Tyler. And I won't say that guy's name.
No, that's right. The Ricketts Bible Camp. That's got to be a creepy place.
There you go.
I'm sure we're not going to be invited.
Somebody
there
with some money who's got to get his apartment complex.
Well,
ready.
No, it's not. It's not. It's the people building it.
Oh, yeah.
The people buying those apartments. It's not their fault.
No.
No, it's the people.
The developer.
Developer, right. Yeah. Exactly. Right.
That is all on the developer.
I was just thinking about that phrase, Ricketts Bible Camp. There's none of those three words are appealing to me at all.
I understand we're not in a shutdown. The person that we talk about this, noticed yesterday going home from work, it seemed like a regular day going home from work, from my house, from this building to my house. And last week, it didn't seem like a regular day. Come on. I know if I'm out, I'm working, and you're probably working too. But I'm sure there are people doing errands. You know, I'm familiar with that. So I know there's some people doing some errands. So some of you are just doing errands.
You know, the birdhouse can wait. You don't need to go to Home Depot to get your stuff to build the birdhouse.
No, they told you that a couple of days ago. That helped Nick out. He didn't have to hang any more bikes.
That's probably not any more bikes to hang.
Right.
He's hung them all.
Yep.
Both.
I don't know, man. I think if we shut this state down, Nebraska gets shut down, maybe it'll stop it, and more people would actually live.
I know,
they're
easy.
Predicting over, I mean, I realize this isn't New York numbers, but it's still deaths, and if it's somebody dead next to you, that sucks, because it's somebody you love.
Yeah, if you don't think
they're
going to
predicting about 450 deaths in Nebraska. That's the prediction.
A miniature version of New York. You're crazy.
Yeah.
You watch the map, there's a little wave going across the country, and it's coming inland. It's coming to the middle of the country.
Well, Craig's here to bring you the good news.
Oh, yeah. We got guys crushing walnuts with their elbow.
That's right.
That's right. That's what you get when it's non-corona news.
Right. Oh, we probably do that story anyway.
Well, that we may do instead of that one.
Even in excellent times.
If you want more non-corona news, a Louisiana 13-year-old girl.
Got married.
Zaila Avant-Garde.
You said Louisiana.
Broke the Guinness World Record. By bounce juggling 3 basketballs 231 times in 1 minute.
Wow.
I've seen people do 3 just for a couple minutes, and I don't know how you even do that.
This was just 1 minute.
What bounce juggling is, does one of them touch the ground?
There's one in each hand and one on the ground at all times.
Right. Okay.
In like a circle.
Yeah, that means you got to keep it bouncing.
You're always
straight
bouncing.
Up.
And,
right. That's pretty cool. She must be a good basketball
player. That's better than walnuts.
At least a good ball handler.
She's been practicing to break the world record for the last couple of years.
That's the world record.
Yeah, that's at least would be entertaining to look at rather than a guy crushing walnuts with his elbow.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. They need to start.
No, after the first five walnuts, you get it.
Start okay, well, yeah. after the first couple of seconds
still,
of dribbling
we
a
all
basketball.
Like, we all like sports, you know.
I'd be fine with any of these records as long as they were the ones that end with in 1 minute.
Right.
I'm not going to sit around and watch the guy, you know, hold a plank for 8.5 hours.
I heard that guy the other day, and he was saying that how he they asked him, I think it was Levitar was talking to the guy, and he asked him how how did he make it through the whole 8 hours? And he said he goes, well, about the sixth hour, maybe the seventh hour, I thought I was further along, and then I got pissed when I wasn't. Because he yelled, time. He's not looking at a watch because he don't want to do that.
No, you can't.
Crazy. Right, right.
You can't.
But he had a mind coach, too, where since he was already so strong, he could do that position. He had to shut his brain off because it's 8 hours.
Yeah.
So he had a mind coach there with him, giving him through exercise to keep your brain, flowing.
Good Lord.
Right.
Or the breath?
Was
he concentrating a lot on the breath?
Well, I just say he had a mind coach going. He said and that helped him out. But he also had some place where he could pee because he had. He did. It wasn't one of those 5 minutes. He did 8 hours straight.
Yeah, it was eight 10 or 8:15
like that. He had a piss tray or something like that. It came out of his tube.
And somebody holding his junk?
I don't know. No. I think he peed right there in his pants and it went right to a tray or something.
Catheter.
Like
he had a catheter.
Because he was so he was hydrated. He had to keep hydrating and the liquid he had to pee. So he peed during the 8 hours. So.
Yeah, I've done that before planking too. You think yourself time and you go, 45 seconds.
Yeah.
And I'm done.
Planking is crazy hard.
It is. For that amount of time, that's insane.
And the guy had to keep it straight. I mean, he didn't put his butt in the air.
Right.
You know, boot. What the hell happened again, man?
Boot.
Maybe.
That's hilarious.
You went Australian.
I know. I got.
Yeah, his is not a stutter. He just turns Australian for whatever reason.
I think I might be, from my past life, be Australian. I don't know what the hell's happening with me.
Or it's an aneurysm.
Yeah, it could be that, too. Boot. So, 8 hours. He said about the seventh hour, he goes, time. And they go, 7 minutes and 7 hours and 1 minute. Son of a bitch. Apparently, that's when he really got pissed.
God damn it.
But he did say to beat the record, it had to be 8 minutes, 8 hours and 1 minute. And he told the guy, listen, that last hour or so, we're going 8 hours and 1 minute. I'm done. We're just breaking this record, and I'm done. Now he's working on the push-up record. The guy's 62.
Overachiever.
Yeah. He's trying to beat the push-up record now. He's practicing to beat the push-up record, which I don't – and that's like a minute, too.
Well,
That's a solid minute of push-ups. I forget what it is. It's a bunch, you know.
Didn't he crack off like 75 or 100 push-ups right after the plank
thing?
Yes,
he did. Oh, yes, he did. Then they asked
him – to like reactivate the muscles or something.
Which I thought – I was interested in this, too. I said, how'd you feel when it was over?
Tired.
Well, he had to put his knees down, and he said his quads just were the most painful thing ever.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure.
And then you forget about this, your toes. The angle.
Oh, it's yeah.
You're on a plank, your toes are bent like that.
Yeah.
He said.
How about?
He was just gone.
Full body cramp.
Yeah, core has to hurt.
Yeah.
He
was in really great shape.
Was it full plank? Did he have the arms
no,
extended?
No, he was on elbow.
Okay, so short plank.
He was on elbows,
But yeah, those are the people you're going to talk to here on sports radio.
You're right. And really, and be honest with you, I think I made it more interesting than he did.
Probably.
he was not an interesting man.
Well, you got to figure by about June 1st, they're going to be starting to have like Joey Chestnut on for the hot dog, previewing the Nathan's hot dog eating contest.
They got nothing.
Well, for the first time, car loan terms have averaged over 70 months. Last month.
Yeah. You can get, that's basically.
Oh, they mix. You can get a 7-year loan now if you want.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of car commercials.
Now, that's 6 years. I think it goes any more than 70, does it?
A
car?
84.
84 month.
Oh, my God.
84 month loans. Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
Well, if you can get 84 months at 0% interest, what difference does it make?
Oh, that's true. That's true. And if you buy, and you could buy a pickup truck because $100,000 is a really nice pickup truck nowadays. A loaded one.
Oh, absolutely.
$80,000 to $100,000, maybe more.
The average monthly payment now at $573.
God, you imagine paying $573 for 84 months? I've had a couple cars that cost me over $500 a month, but not for 84 months.
I've had one or two cars that cost me over $500.
Yeah.
Just straight up.
Yeah, car payments get old. Get old.
Damn. Right. 500, almost $600 a month?
Yep.
Boy, I got just think of all the cars I could have.
People lease vehicles for $600 a month.
Yeah.
That's just pissing out the window.
Jeez.
But yeah.
Yeah, the average amount financed is just over $34,000 with a down payment of just over $4,000.
Yeah. People need their vehicles.
Yeah, there's a lot less. Yeah. There's a lot cheaper vehicles than $34,000.
Oh, there is. Yes.
Well, you that can was get the, a vehicle.
Yeah, but that's the average.
Yeah, that's the average.
That was the average right. for the month of March.
Oh, totally the average. Yeah.
And the first time it was that the average terms were over 70 months. Before that, you know, 69, 67. But then in March of this year, 70.
Yeah.
You can get yourself a fancy car. You don't have to watch Ozark, but there's a little old lady character who's a therapist on
there. I saw that episode last night.
And they keep bribing her to take sides, you know, because Jason Bateman and Laura Linney's characters are fighting and going to therapy. And they keep paying her off to, you know, say something on their side. And he gives her $100,000 and she buys a McLaren.
Yeah. Yeah, a yellow one.
And they told her not to be conspicuous. Yeah. And she drives up in her McLaren, little old lady getting out of the wing door.
I'm sure there's a lot of those at Lake of the Ozarks.
It's a funny story. Yeah,
yeah, there probably are. There's actually a lot of money.
Yeah, but not
at McLaren's. Lake of the Ozarks, but yeah, I'm sure in some coves it's just trailers.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
A plane full of critical medical supplies from Rushi has arrived in New York. Protective gear like masks, ventilators, antiseptics. An air traffic controller could be heard thanking the pilot when he landed. I think he
said, "Thanks, pilot."
Yeah.
Yep.
Russia has already sent plane loads of supplies to Italy, along with medics and military vehicles labeled "From Russia." Excuse me, "From Russia with love."
Oh, there you go.
Cute.
That's cute.
Well, that's just prepping for the still plane making, loads of.
He's still making states, yeah. You know, fight over each other for ventilators, because that's what the leaders do.
And then swooping in and yeah. paying more and right. taking it from them.
Right.
Yeah, I saw
that's
Cuomo.
The president of the United States
talking about how you know, states have to outbid each other
because of the president of the United States.
And then FEMA comes in and tries to outbid the states.
Right.
Right.
Kind.
That's not the way to go about it.
We're working together.
That's what businessmen do, Craig. That's how you run a country when you're a businessman. You don't care about your...
Yeah, later on...
You don't care about lives. You don't care about lives.
Russia will be flying in plane loads of voters
right.
in November.
Yes, they will.
Yeah. Here's our buddy DJ Weenie Wagon.
Yeah, you
still, morning, fellas.
Are you still quarantined by yourself, away from your wife?
Well, let's go back on that story.
Yeah, let's do that. So, I don't think I've ever mentioned...
I was in New York.
Yeah, for the Creighton game. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, then, of course, that got canceled, so I flew back, and boy, was I hungover when I talked to you guys that morning.
Yeah, there you were.
But I come home and I land, and there's a note on the fridge that says, through utmost caution, I'm taking the dog and moving in with my sister for 2 weeks.
Because you were in New York for 2 days, right? Basically 2 days?
Three and a half.
Okay.
Maybe
okay.
Four, Tuesday okay. to Friday. So it was, in actuality, it was a prudent move. But it was a glorious 15 days. I'm not going to lie to you.
You know, I saw you because I follow you on Twitter, and I see your I said one of those days you were actually counting chains. I saw that. You're counting pennies. So yeah. what'd you do?
$518.
Yeah. And you're okay? You don't have any symptoms?
No, I'm fine.
No. Good.
I'm fine. No, but here's why I'm not fine. She's back.
Oh.
And when you have one person with one job and one person with zero jobs.
Oh, that's right. She's her job's essential?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But she's doing it from here.
Oh.
So, yeah. So we're here all day, and I've got to make the lunches and get the hot tea ready and... This is not good. There will be more divorces than babies born.
Oh, I think so too. You were walking around the house for 15 days by yourself, right?
Yep.
Man.
Yep. It was glorious.
I bet.
Zero pants dirtied.
Yeah. No pants at all.
No pants. I had where my dishes are, there was one plate, one salad bowl, one fork. And one wine glass.
That's all I need.
How much did you booze for 14 days by yourself? I would have.
Well, let's say this: the average time of the first beer, now that she's back,
yeah,
is 5 hours later than it was when she was gone.
So noon.
No.
Yeah, you're starting at noon now.
As opposed to 10. Yeah, right. And all you can bet on is horse racing now.
Yeah, I know that. So, the horse race is still going.
Now we're thinking of you.
We're all carrying our burden.
And obviously the weenie wagon trucks are not allowed out, right? Or are they?
No, you know what? They are, yeah. And this is the problem. They've got neighborhoods in the capital city here where we're at.
You can say Omaha.
You got neighborhoods that want the trucks to come out.
Yeah,
but then you've got people in the neighborhood that are like, what are you doing?
I think
I've got groups that want us, I think we're going to wait till the curve. We're just going to sit back, let's go on unemployment, and get the government cheese.
Let's get the curve, exactly. Let's get to the curve. Good job, buddy. So are you eating a lot of hot dogs then? Since
now.
They're right there in the house. You don't want to go bad?
Now getting the government cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Italian beef.
We all paid in unemployment, whatever. All right. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, exactly.
Good luck, man. See you, man.
We really ought to get some people who are playing board games on a regular basis to check in, and then he and his buddies can gamble on it.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah. Live stream the Monopoly.
No, they don't have to. They just have to report the results the next day.
Yeah, but how are you going to know? You going to trust them?
Yeah, listen. They're not going to lie.
I'd rather go fishing than hear
they?
That. I'd rather go fishing than hear somebody won Monopoly.
Like, I want to know who won Colleen and her son's a Monopoly game the other day.
That makes one of us.
Because I had money on Colleen. Yeah.
You know that's just something to do so they don't feel guilty about just drinking all day.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's just, well, no, we're playing Monopoly. We're not just sitting here drinking.
That's what I would do.
I'm sure there are plenty of people doing that.
If I was unemployed and not working, I would pick a certain time every day and start drinking. Because you're just in the house.
Mm-hmm.
The drinking has started a little bit earlier, and the bedtime has been a little bit earlier for the past week.
Yeah.
And also, the report of...
Plus, you're probably drinking more now that you're not smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, the 5 days for a bottle of Tito's.
Yep.
Yeah, I have to update that one. I go through a handle of Tito's every 4 days. I have an update.
It's good to have goals.
And once again, you quit smoking 36 hours a day. That's going to be every 3 days eventually, I bet.
Nah, I think it'll return to normal soon enough.
Push your boundaries, Todd.
Yep.
Push your boundaries. See if you can get to three.
Are you getting help with the Tito's?
No. No, Christy has some.
So you know exactly
why.
When the Tito is done, it's the only one drinking it, right?
It's all me.
Right.
I guess she might have a Bloody Mary every once in a while.
Yeah.
But it's mostly me.
Tell her to mark it down the bottle then. You should take a little magic marker and leave it where it's at. Who drank my Tito's?
Oh,
no,
it's me.
That's usually not a question.
Yeah.
There's usually not a dispute who drank all the Tito's. Yeah.
Again, yesterday, I ran across another article talking about which vodkas were the best.
Yeah.
And once again, they looked at several studies and found, you know, people love their Grey Goose.
Yeah.
That in blind taste tests, Grey Goose shows up at the bottom consistently.
I couldn't tell you the difference.
Yeah, I don't think I could either.
If it was straight vodka, Tito's is brewed, then I can't tell you the difference.
I think you could.
I don't drink straight vodka, ever. I really don't. I don't drink shots of vodka.
I might be able
or
to
even
distinguish.
I don't even just drink vodka on ice. It's always mixed with something else, so I don't think any of them taste bad.
Some of the really cheap stuff.
I mean, it's the hangover stuff, baby. It might feel worse later on.
I think there's a big difference between bottom shelf and middle shelf, but not really from middle shelf to top shelf.
I don't think so either.
Puss makes a point there in that the vodka that always shows up at least fine in these taste tests is the Smirnoff.
Well, Smirnoff's that's a middle shelf.
That's a middle of the road. That's a good perfectly fine
vodka. Speaking to his point there, yeah.
Yeah, it's right there with the Absolute, something like that.
But I don't really. I mean, maybe a Russian can pick out different vodka.
People can taste the difference in
vodka, especially in a taste test.
No.
That's not an alcohol where you need to buy the expensive stuff.
No, it's not.
You really don't.
No. I'm sure somebody with discerning taste buds can tell you, that's a grain vodka. That's a potato vodka.
Potato.
Thank you.
Yeah. But I can't.
Not me. And I like vodka. I just drink it because I like the buzz.
Yeah, middle of the road is fine with vodka.
CNN anchor Chris Cuomo picked up the coronavirus, and he said that he was shivering so severely Tuesday night that he chipped a tooth.
Jesus.
Ow.
Hey. Great.
He says he's never experienced any kind of fever or body aches or tremors like he had over the previous 24 hours.
Ain't going to happen to me.
Was it one of the front ones? Is he going to have to take a night off to go get that fixed?
He's on TV right now anyway.
No, yeah, he was doing it from his basement.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they had the equipment to do that.
It took him out for a while, though, didn't it?
Yeah,
No, really.
I think he's been on the whole time.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't notice him off, and I did notice him being there.
Libtard.
And apparently Vince Neil is in the gym.
Oh, he's got to. I don't know that tour's going to happen in June or not, but he's got to get in shape.
Earlier this year, Nikki Sixx claimed that Neil was killing it in the gym in preparation for that reunion tour with Def Leppard. But then after that is when we saw the video of Neil appearing drunk and bloated in that happy birthday message.
Oh, that's right. I love that video.
That he sent to a fan.
Love that.
Now Neil's girlfriend, makeup artist Rain Hanna, says on the YouTube that he is pumping iron in a gym, working out like a madman.
I would think if he just watches the video from their 2-year farewell tour, he would go, man, I can't look like that. Being on stage like that, especially when you're dealing with the other guys, you know, that are pretty good shape.
Or at least not fat.
Exactly. Exactly.
You don't know how good shape they're in.
No, that's true.
And you don't really need to know. As long as someone's not fat, you kind of let it go.
That's true. That's true.
He's lucky to find an open gym.
Brett's going to be on there first, and Brett has always been thin, and he stays in great shape. And even Joe Elliott, we're talking lead singers only here, Joe Elliott is not ripped, but he's also not Vince
not
Neil.
Vince.
He's not Vince
He's
Neil.
Not fat.
He's not Vince Neil, exactly.
Nobody's trying to roll him back into the ocean.
Like Trisha Yearwood, by the way.
Oof.
Did you flip over?
I've seen her, though. I've seen her recently.
I don't want to pick on her, but I did with you guys last night. All I said was she hadn't missed a meal. Her and Garth Brooks did a concert from their own recording studio. I was CBS last night at like 8 o'clock or 7 o'clock Central. I flipped over to see what was on, and they're singing a song that I didn't really like. I didn't care because it's Garth Brooks.
So that's all of them.
And it's just those two standing in front of the two microphones in their recording studio. But I didn't see they had people in the house. But those people had masks on. You see them? They went live to the people in the control room. There were two people there in their house. So they were nice to do a free concert for the America. You know, if you like Garth Brooks, that's cool. But Trish,
Really taken to her. She's got a show on the Food Network.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Trisha's Southern Kitchen.
If anybody can make, you know who makes Garth Brooks look really thin?
Trisha?
That's all I'm trying to tell you, man. That's all I'm trying to tell you.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.